The Fairchild Challenge is a national program that works to foster environmental interest and awareness. I should say to add to teens' interest in those areas. I think most are already interested. But the thing that it does is provides a challenge every month for middle and high school students to respond to. And the challenge ends up creating a special opportunity to meet the challenge. And this month's challenge was really interesting. It was to create a video that could explain in plain English what climate change issues are about. I think I've got it right. And then to provide simple ways that an individual can work to reduce his or her carbon footprint. What a great project, because a lot of people could use a little lesson on climate change. And with Earth Day weekend here, it's really good to have everyone here. First, we're just going to have you all introduce yourselves. This is the time to kind of give us your name and age and school. And if you have any shout-outs, by all means, if you want to acknowledge friends or teachers, family members, this is the time to do it. And Zoe, we'll start with you and work our way around.
Hi, I'm Zoe Babbitt. I'm 12 years old, and I go to Shaler Area Middle School. I'm in 7th grade. I want to give a shout-out to Emily Peterson, my partner who worked on this project with me, who unfortunately couldn't be here today with us. And I also want to give a shout-out to Dr. Gerlach, the teacher who helped us make this video.
Hi, I'm Ella Conti. I go to the Woodland Hills Academy. I'm in 6th grade. I'm 11 years old, and I'd like to give a shout-out to my friends who helped me with this video. Their names are Madeline Douglas, Anaya Gardner, Ben Krofalis, and Zoe Vretto. I'd also like to give a shout-out to a gifted teacher who helped us make it. Her name is Mrs. Pearson, and she is currently at the beach. Very jealous.
Hi, I'm Lexi Mellon. I'm 15 years old. I go to West Mifflin Area High School. And I'd like to give a special shout out to our science teacher, Ms. O'Lair, who helped us throughout this whole project.
Hi, I'm Paige Mady, and I'm 15 years old, and I go to West Mifflin Area High School. And I'd also like to give a shout out to our science teacher, Ms. O'Lair, who helped us with this video.
Hi, I'm Hunter Greenberg. I'm 16 years old, and I go to North Allegheny High School. I'd like to give a shout out to our awesome principals, Dr. Hyland and Mrs. Ewing, for allowing us to have this whole thing happen.
Hi, my name is Gabrielle Kasuth. I'm 15 years old, and I go to North Allegheny Intermediate High School. I'd like to give a shout-out to all of our gold teachers, Mr. Harbison, Ms. Cannon, Ms. Surdy, Ms. Stackhouse, and Ms. Folkler, who helped make this project come to life.
And my name is Jack Lobozinski, and I am 15 years old and in 9th grade at North Allegheny Intermediate High School. And I would also like to give a shout-out to all the other countless people who helped us with the video, who starred in it, and helped with the organization of everything, because it was definitely a team project.
Well, what I'd like to do now is just start, let's talk about the video making process. And you all from different schools haven't had a chance to meet probably until this morning, I'm guessing, right? Even though you all did the same thing. So it's pretty, you all have the same challenge. So, you know, we have Woodland Hill, Shaler, North Allegheny, West Mifflin. Let's, can somebody sort of begin by telling me, where do you start when you want to create a video? What was the first thing you did?
Well, for us, it was definitely, we all sat down and we said, okay, we need an idea. And so you try and you work on it and you come up with an idea. And our idea was we wanted to create a movie trailer, because the purpose of a movie trailer is to foreshadow things that are to come, right? So we wanted to make this video to foreshadow what would happen if we continued to let climate change go in its course. And so after that, you go, you get actors in it, you plan the schedule, you start shooting, you edit, and you're good.
Where did you get the actors?
We actually had people sign up for parts. I had a couple people who I asked if they wanted to be in the video. Just if you wanted to be in it, we generally gave you a part. There was some issues with scheduling and stuff that was hard to get kids all together. But for the most part, we gave everybody who wanted to be in it a shot.
And did they have lines to read, or was it more action oriented?
We had a script that we had to memorize, and just I feel like that process kind of helps us for projects in the future, because it was a great learning experience for anyone who wanted to be part of a video or even a bigger production later on.
Anything to add, Hunter?
We actually wrote a whole script and then scrapped it and restarted, which I thought was pretty interesting, because you could really see like how much we cared about this and how much we wanted to let people know about climate change and how terrible it is. And we realized that like our script may have been good, but it wasn't giving people the correct information they needed. So we redid the whole thing. And then we had a pretty awesome script that we were really happy with.
That had to be a tough decision to make, was it?
I guess it was, but then we were also very passionate about what we wanted to showcase. So that helped us to realize, like, okay, this isn't good enough. We have to make it better.
Interesting. How long is your video?
It's about 3 minutes long.
Was it hard to get it that short?
Yes, it was. We had a lot of stuff that we wanted to add in that we couldn't.
I think that's a good length. It's hard to get something that's long enough to be interesting, but short enough to make sure that people don't, you know, that people actually watch every bit of it.
Yeah,
too.
Definitely.
Let me ask Zoe, can you tell me a little bit about how your process worked?
We definitely, there were a lot of other people who worked on the project, including my entire GATE class. I remember rallying everyone together, and I'm like, okay, let's write our ideas on the chalkboard. That was a mess.
a little brainstorming session.
Yeah, all the ideas were jumbled together, and then once we had a central idea, we listed a like a kind of a timeline of how we were going to set things up, and so we just kind of went from there. We did have to restart the script like Hunter did 3 times. It was kind of interesting to see how it turned out, but I think we did a very good job.
That's interesting that you both had that experience. Now, did you have actors to like a casting call and a shooting schedule?
We didn't have exactly a shooting schedule because we only really worked on it during GATE, a gifted class, but sometimes we did go into an extra period. We had about maybe 10 different people in the video. Really, it was just the kids who wanted to do it. No acting experience required.
That's great. Now, Zoe's from Woodland Hills Academy, and the trio you heard earlier, Jack and Hunter and Gabrielle, are from North Allegheny Intermediate. Why don't we go to Ella next, and you can tell us a little bit about how you did things at Shaler.
Wait, what?
Oh, I'm sorry. I just reverse the two of you. I'm sorry.
It's okay.
I'm sorry. Zoe is at Shaler. And let's get Ella to talk. I try. I was just at the beach like your teacher is now, and half of my mind is still there. So Ella, we talked with Zoe. Yeah, so now we're going to talk with Ella.
So first we sat down at a table and started brainstorming. And we thought of this idea where we could, like, go around and interviewing people. There's this guy in Braddock who has these vertical wind turbines, so we decided to interview him and a few other people. And we, like, did these crafts with the kindergarteners, and we taught them about climate change. We had a whole lot of footage, and we couldn't fit it in 3 minutes, so it was really hard to pick and choose which parts we wanted. And we took the kids, like the little kids, and they had made projects for a different competition that were environmentally friendly. And so we kind of asked them questions about theirs, and that didn't end up in the actual video. And we interviewed this other teacher, Miss Ulcher, who is He planted seeds to build a garden at our school. It's like a community garden, which is actually what we're doing for the sixth challenge. We painted rain barrels and made a garden, but that's a different challenge. So we eventually took all of the footage and managed to put it in a 3-minute time length, which was hard, really, really hard.
I think people don't realize how hard it is. And it gives you some inkling as to shows that you watch, how hard it is for people that do that, to create a show that short. I meant to ask you, Zoe, was it hard to, was yours 3 minutes as well? Was that the goal?
Yes, it was the same for everyone, but we didn't have as much trouble, I don't think, but it was hard to edit because we were voicing over and the audio was being wonky, but I think we got to 2 minutes and 41.2 seconds.
That's good. Now let's learn about North Allegheny, and then I really want to talk about, about West Mifflin. Boy, I got to go back to the beach. Let's learn about West Mifflin area's approach, and then I want to talk more about the subject. We'll let you know how you can see the videos. They're all online, but I want to talk about climate change and what you all can tell us to help inform us. So what was your process like?
So for us, we wanted to decide, like, the first thing, we wanted to get the information across in the most creative way possible, but still present the information so that the viewers understand the topic and really feel for what's going on. But we wanted it to be kind of fun and creative so that you can relate to it.
Yeah, we did it looked like a newscast for ours, so that the, like, people that would watch it, they would think it was interesting too, so they would, like, get involved and maybe do something with climate change too.
Cool. So let's talk about climate change, and I'd like to more or less turn it over to you all. Some of the things that you learned about climate change or that surprise you, I wonder if you think your parents understand climate change or other older people as well as you do, what the knowledge level is like, wherever you want to take it. I would be very curious to hear your thoughts about that. Anybody want to start?
I really believe that each generation has its own set of problems. And I think what our goal was to do is inform about some of the dangers and the issues with the climate that maybe people wouldn't have known about. So my part in the video, I was talking about the gradual extinction of polar bears. And I don't think a lot of people, that's in their realm of thinking, because it's kind of like a far-off matter. But I definitely wanted to bring to light some of the, well, we wanted to bring to light some of the newer and a little bit more complex issues of the climate that people might not have known about.
And can you mention what some of those are?
Well, there's so many issues that deal with climate change that we don't know about. But, like, another part in our video that we had was, and this is a very far-off thing, but, like, an island in Hawaii going underwater because the polar ice caps are melting, the sea levels are rising, all that kind of stuff is happening, and again, people aren't educated. We started our video with one person saying, we thought that we were invincible. We thought that what we did didn't change the world, and that's not true, because all of us do things every day that contribute to climate change, and some of us do things that help to raise awareness and stuff, but in general, people aren't educated enough, and so that's what needs to happen.
Anybody else want to mention their approach to explaining climate change in a way that everyday people could understand?
I think one of the things that surprised me when doing this video was that just little steps can be taken, and there's so many little things that people can do to educate themselves or just make a smaller change. You don't have to do a dramatic change in your life to do your part to contribute. It's just small things in your day-to-day life that can help.
Can you give me some examples?
Just one of the smallest things, like recycle. Like, do the 3 R's, reduce, reuse, recycle. There's some easy things. I mean, there's dramatic steps. I mean, get it. Environmental safe car, there's things like that you can do, but there's just simple things around the office or at your home or even your school that you can do.
So how does reducing or reusing, how does that actually affect climate change. I think a lot of people, what does that do?
So if you reduce the amount of water you use, like if you turn the water off when you're not using it, even though it's just water, you're using it like electricity to get it to run through the faucet, and that causes, you know, fossil fuels to burn and things like that. It's greenhouse effects, and then the earth gets hotter, and that's how climate change happens.
So it sounds like it really is pretty universal. Just about every act that we take that is going to consume materials is going to consume energy in one way or another. Is that really what it's about at the end of the day, do you think?
A lot of what we do every day, even if it's like you're on your cell phone or something, again, you're using those materials, you're using that energy, and that does contribute to climate change and to the gases and things like that, yeah.
Is there a way that you can actually try to compute your own carbon footprint? You may not know the. I'm not trying to challenge you. I was just curious.
There's places. I know the EPA website has things that you can do. You can take surveys on what you do in your day-to-day life, or like the watts in your light bulbs, or just small things like that that the website will compute and tell you what you can do to maybe lessen the amount of energy you're using or do different things to lessen your carbon footprint.
Yeah, it's interesting, I think, when you try. Let me ask you, we only have a couple minutes left. If you had one wish, if you could grant, sort of issue a command that I wish everybody would, you know, X to help reduce the effects of climate change. Does anything come to mind, an action that you think could really make a huge difference if everybody collectively did it?
I wish everyone could learn about like climate change so they could help themselves and help the environment.
Just understand the fundamentals behind it. That's a good wish. Anybody else?
I wish that people would stop using styrofoam. Because this is for our final project, each of us had a topic that we kind of went around the school to talk about. And me and my partner, Sebastian, who couldn't be here today, we talked about the dangers of styrofoam. And it's a material that contains a known carcinogen, styrene. And it's never going to break down. It's never going to be able to be reused, and it's just going to be there in landfills forever. So I feel like that's like one simple thing. If you use your coffee and take your coffee in like a thermos or a paper cup as opposed to using styrofoam, that's like one little change that people could make that would kind of stop the damage that styrofoam is causing.
I feel like people don't draw enough attention to like the little websites and things like you go on as a kid that tell you about the dangers of climate change and littering. Nobody really nobody takes that seriously. And, like, even it annoys me when people leave on the lights, and it annoys myself. I get mad at myself because I do that. I leave on the lights when I leave the house. And sometimes for vacation, some people will leave their heater or air conditioning on, and it'll just burn and burn and burn. And it's annoying.
Anybody else? These are all good suggestions, and I'm feeling guilty on some of them.
I wish that people would understand how important this issue is, because I was walking through the halls yesterday trying to educate people about Earth Day and how to help, like, save endangered animals. That was my topic. And so many people would just walk by and think, oh, this doesn't apply to me, when honestly, this is, like, such a prominent issue that we have to deal with. There's no one else who's going to fix this. It's up to us to make a change. And so many people negate to see that and just turn their head the other way. And that's why everything, the earth is dying, because this is a huge issue that no one really wants to take responsibility for.
I would wish that people would just educate themselves, because it does apply to everyone and it's going to affect you. Even if you don't think it is, the littlest things do affect you, and you need to educate yourself so that you can stop them.
I wish that big companies like big oil companies would stop denying that climate change is real, because what they're really doing is trying to sell more oil, but oil is just the thing that's harming the earth because we're using it to power our electronics.
I wish that people would unplug devices for 2 days a week. That's one thing that can actually make a huge difference, because like even if you leave your phone charger in an outlet after you take your phone, that still uses energy and you're still contributing to global warming. But if you're more educated, if you're more diligent and you prevent that stuff from happening, again, that's something that you can do to make a difference individually.
Climate change, it may not at first direct, it may not be like directly at, focused directly on you, but like if you think about it, it starts with the plants are going to die, the water level's going to rise, it's going to somehow find its way to you. And then you're going to be the one crying when you didn't focus on it.
If you go to fairchildchallengeatphipps.org, fairchildchallengeatphipps.org, you can see the videos and learn more about them. I want to thank all of you for coming here today, and congratulations, and keep fighting the good fight.